Your little hard thing right in the middle of the cherry.
Well, it'd be the seed, wouldn't it?
They said that's what you got. That's right.
Well, it's cherries have to have seed and they're in it.
Yes,
in
ma'am.
It. So we call them seeds.
So if you bit into a cherry and you broke your tooth, you might say, I broke my tooth on the what in the cherry?
Seed of the cherry.
Yes, what do you call the center of a peach?
Seed, peach seed.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what kind of peach, what would you call the kind of peach that the meat sticks to the seed? So.
Well, in my early days, I think now the present day, we used to call it the press.
Yes.
But people now don't know what you mean if you say pressed peach.
Yes, ma'am.
They call it clingstone.
Yes, ma'am. But you would call it a pressed peach, that's how you think of it.
Well, I grew up calling it that, but I noticed the present-day peaches for a number of years are called clingstone.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now.
Yes, ma'am. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled to be eaten? What are some different kinds of beans?
Snap beans.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other kinds that you don't have to shell to eat?
Well, there's more than one variety. There's the snap bean, and then there's the pole bean.
Is that a snap bean too?
Yeah, you snap it, but it's known as called Kentucky. Kentucky Wonder. They grow up on a pole. You have to string them up on a pole. You know, Kentucky Wonder.
Well.
It's a snap, though.
If I cooked a meal and I said, we're having snap beans, and I served you pole beans, would that be the same thing? Are snap beans and...
No, they are two distinct varieties.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Now, what are some beans that do have to be shelled before you eat them?
Well, that's called a butter bean.
Yes, ma'am. Are there some other kinds?
Peas. Well, that's not a bean, though. But there is a butter bean that you have to shell it.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's peas that have to be shelled, but that's a different variety of vegetable.
Are there any other kind?
I don't think of any other.
Yes, what about the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat? The part that grows.
Well, we call the white part the roots.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call the top part?
The tops.
Yes, ma'am.
Green tops, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you might go out and gather a mess of those things and cook them and serve them. And what would be serving?
Turnip greens. We speak of them as turnip greens.
Yes, ma'am.
Turnips, either one.
What was that?
Turnips are turnip greens.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what do you call the corn that's simply shucked and you cook it and it's eaten with your hands, but all you do to it is just shuck it and cook it?
Corn.
Yes, ma'am.
You mean not cook it?
You do cook it, yes, ma'am, but you just shuck it and cook it. You don't.
Oh, cook it on the ear.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's called ears of corn.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a variety that's specially for boiling, on the cob.
So if you serve that, what would you be serving?
Corn on the cob.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground, and it's light brown, it has darker brown stripes along the back.
I think that must be a chipmunk.
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen them in North Carolina.
But you don't have them around here?
I've never seen one here, but we have